9:50. Dominic Davies was on the program last week, operating in town as he does in Shield Street, and updated us on just the appalling behaviour from these town drunks, the itinerants that have moved in big numbers. They're confronting people all the time, threatening people all the time, and fouling the streets, the footpaths in the city. Then you've got these children, largely now female, would you believe, 11, 12, 13, attacking people in the streets, robbing them, etc., even attacking police when the police try and arrest them. It's just been an absolutely ghastly expose last week. And thank God people are prepared to stand up and tell the truth about how the CBD is just falling apart because of lack of attention to this huge threat to the businesses. So many businesses have already just given up and walked away. It's just awful. But just briefly, it says here in Saturday's Ken's Post, visitors to the city will see a beefed up police presence, as police chiefs say. They're acting on public exasperation over rampant crime in the CBD. The crisis reached tipping point November 30 when two Gold Coast women walking down Shield Street at 10:30pm were allegedly physically attacked from behind with their handbags grabbed. Three 13-year-old girls and a 14-year-old girl were arrested and charged with robbery in company with violence. Business owners in the CBD said they'd had a gutful of youth crime and antisocial behaviour from itinerants, including harassing customers. Prominent business leaders called on the state government to boost police numbers in the far north. Chamber of Commerce spokesman Danny Betros said it was time to get rid of the troublemakers. He said, quote, there's all sorts of drunks out there just looking for a fight. It can get pretty rough. People are concerned and we're entitled to be concerned, he said. Police say they have listened and will act. Acting Chief Super Chris Hodgman said uniformed and plainclothes police would be throughout the CBD in coming weeks. Look, there's a lengthy quote here, basically saying these reports have caused us to enhance our response and look at different ways of doing policing in the CBD. He said meetings had been held with Cairns City Patrol Group Acting Inspector Gary Hunter and the district leadership team. He went on to say, quote, we need to hear ideas about what the businesses in town need. And he acknowledged the attack on two women was alarming. There was an even, well, possibly even worse. Well, that was a dreadful attack, but there was only a few weeks ago that attack on the two women out enjoying a night, middle-aged women bashed, and then one of them dragged through the streets by her hair, once again by a gang of out-of-control children. Look, once again, to get a picture of what's going on in the city, I'm going to cross down to George. He's got Fetters Greek to Vida. He's down there what street is he? Abbott Street. And he's not Abbott Street, sorry, Grafton Street. He's going to give us an idea of what's going on down there. In the past, he's painted a picture that just stuns people, shocks people about how filthy Shield Street had become. And just a week or so ago, we heard from Dominic Davies, and before that from other traders in town, saying the filth and the behaviour of these drunks is just beyond description. So we'll see how George is going, what he thinks about the police plans to tidy the CBD up. Hello, George.
Good morning.
How bad's it been down your way recently?
Well, I had to laugh a little bit yesterday, not in a sarcastic way, when I saw the article in the paper. And although I know personally Chris Hodgkin and Gary Hunter, and, you know, what a wonderful job Gary was doing when he was in the city here, used to knock your door every day and go around and so on. But this is not going to bring much results at all when it comes to these grabs and these idiots that run amok on the streets. For them, this is a joke. And you better believe what I'm saying to you, because lately they come into the restaurant, so where you want to buy jewelry, liquor, cigarettes, drugs, what do you want? They come inside in the restaurants. Do you understand me? I don't know if other restaurateurs go through it. I had a few of them walk in. And, you know, they're not more than 14, 15, 16 years old, John. And they basically decide, what do you want? We'll get it for you.
It's no.
Like this. Order the menu. Yeah, Johnny.
Wow.
Yes. And I employed one here a couple of weeks ago. He lasted 2 days and he goes, mate, I'm making $3,000 a week. Damn. He goes, sorry, boss, he goes, but I'm making too much money now. You know, I don't need to tell your viewers, what does he do? You know what I mean? And he doesn't care. He didn't seem to care much. He's making a lot of money. He's doing well. So, John, you know, let's start with Shield Street, okay? It's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. I walk every night because it's my way home. So don't drive here because only, as you know, live, if you don't know, I live a couple of streets away from here. So I walk home every single night. Mm. Now, there's police presence there every night, John.
Mm.
But they're there every night, John. They're there every night, and it keeps growing. There's police presence in the morning, which looks like toilet most of the time. If you get there 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, you'll spew. And police is there. Guess what? They're there again, John. So police presence means nothing if you don't have real draconian rules on these people.
Mm.
That's for the young and all these drugs on the streets, whatever they are. Okay? There's no rules. Therefore, you can employ another 300 police. You're still going to get the same result. The police are sick and tired of what's going on, believe me, mate. But this is not... I wish I'm wrong, but you'll see it in the next 3, 4, 5 weeks.
Mm.
Nothing's going to change.
Mm.
No, Johnny. No, Johnny. These young kids are love to these things. Do you understand me?
Mm.
I know what I'm telling you. I'm talking from the horse's mouth.
Mm.
Okay? So, what can I say more? The streets. The streets. So, yeah, it's a shame, lady, mate. Really, it's a shame. And they're supposed to get tourists, this and that. You know, what if you get one of these ministers to come 1 week in the city here,
yeah,
and then he can tell us what's going on.
Yeah.
Instead of sitting in the office in Brisbane, and, oh, yeah, Ken, let's send another 280 police there, and that's going to fix the problem.
Mm.
What a lot of crap, Johnny.
Mm.
They don't even know what the hell is going on up here, you know, and honestly, they don't, mate. Or they don't care, they don't care. I don't know what the hell is it, but it's a shame. And if they call themselves ministers and apply the law, they've got to be off their bloody grind, John.
Mm.
I mean, us people had enough, man. I had enough.
Yes.
I don't care anymore. You know what I mean? I'm serious, mate. I had enough. Try to work the business. Try to do everything. So is every other people. And the people that are visiting the city, they've got to go through this every day of their lives, mate. Why, Johnny?
Mm.
Tell me why. So that's all I can say for now, anyway.
Can I ask you, you mentioned about these kids... they're earning, what was it, making $3,000 a week. Is it from stolen property or from dealing drugs or
stolen
both?
Stolen property, drugs is the main sort of income, okay?
Mm.
And a lot of them, they're in groups of outside zone between 4 and 8,
mm,
and they share the money at the end of the week,
mm,
okay? And some of them help their parents, Johnny. The parents need help, mate.
Mm.
Okay, fathers and mothers need help out there. It comes from the young kids, mate. You know, and I know what I'm saying to you, John. This doesn't come from me. This comes from this, some of these kids, okay? So, you know, police, yeah, more people in the city. Yes, 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 but we had it all before. Remember 3, 4 years ago when the chief super came up and he was the tough copper and he was going to put everything here. What happened, John?
Mm.
Nothing.
Nothing.
It's just words, big write-ups. Tough cop arriving, Cairn, yes, for parking fines. But when it comes to... I don't blame the police. Please don't. You know, this is... You know, I was talking to opposition leader 3 weeks ago. I said, mate, what's going on? You guys got to step up. Just because we are Cairns, Rockhampton or Townsville, I said, well, we're the leftovers here. I said, what the hell's going on, mate? I said, come with me across the road now and have a look. You know, I said, you got to step up, mate. You've really got to... address it, come up with results, do something, mate. You know,
yes,
put rules in. This is ridiculous, John. It's getting, I'm sorry, man, the city is getting ridiculous, and it's going to get more ridiculous. And I'm worried even there with the closure of the Esplanade, if that's going to drag some of them down there.
Mm.
You know, like I saw quite a few out there, but anyway, let's see how we go. But very, very positive person I am, John, but I'm sorry. This is just another thing in the newspaper that... Ken's going to be sad because we've got 20 young policemen here.
Yeah. All right, George, really appreciate your contribution today. He's painted a picture of, I'm sure people in town would say, is an accurate picture of what's going on and the pathetic response to it at the top level from Brisbane. George Karyanis on the line there. He's got Fetter's Greek Taverna, Fetter's Greek Restaurant down in Grafton Street. Going to the news, back to talk after the news.
Harvey Norman Cairns.